it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy.
Purportedly Max is around, but we'll try to
work around his violence.
So should we, somebody want to catch us up? It's been a while.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. So we had a couple of different missions going on last time. I guess the important thing is that we arrived in Isfahan in Persia, where we are, where there's a temple buried that might have the scrying cup from ancient times, and we are looking for that. There has been, we've discovered that the French working with the Germans are disemboweling a tomb, archaeologically speaking, or a temple, rather, and that perhaps related, there have been a bunch of people getting mauled by bears and having their eyes removed with a spoon. A bunch of ferocious murders and maulings near, more or less near the temple. We have visited a priest in the temple who gave us some of this information, and he definitely feels that the disturbance of by the archaeologists was a problem. We sent a couple people up to the dig, and they were refused entry by Jacques. I suspect Jacques' days are numbered. It's a private dig, and no way, no how is anybody coming on. And I think that was basically where we... there was some attempt to get some information about the dead bodies from the coroner, effectively. And it was a bit of a personality face-off, but there was not a lot of useful information, I don't think, except that the various body victims were all sort of the same. I think that's pretty much what's going down.
And Lieutenant Richards bought a hookah. We can't
forget
that. Oh,
and most importantly, right, because she had
for
plan.
Some secret purpose.
Yes.
Right, so, no, she's got a plan.
Somehow that's going to be important at some point in some way.
And if not important, at least it will be funny at some point, I'm sure.
which is the more important part.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, I believe Dawa and Lieutenant Richards had gone to the temple, and then everyone else had gone out to the dig site. Is that right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. And so Dawa and Lieutenant Richards had their little discussion there with the priest, who's Jamshid, brother of your local contact, Kurush. And the other
local contact who had no information whatsoever.
Well, we might have asked him the wrong questions, but yeah, he did have no he had no information. That is true. But he might help. I mean, there's no reason that he would have any information about the current goings on, particularly. But he would be perhaps useful to us if we need something.
Right. So I believe that Dawa and Lieutenant Richards had finished at the temple and had left. So, Dr. Skelvig, after being refused access to the dig, what are... As team leader...
So it's sort of the middle of the day here.
Yeah, let's call it probably early afternoon.
Okay.
Siesta time.
Yeah, so I think we need to reconvene with the others and make a longer term plan here. I suspect that some action will go on like it did in Rome. We're obviously not going to get into the dig site during the day, in the middle of the day, with all the Germans and French around.
There's nothing like going to a haunted temple in the middle of the night.
That's right. As we've done in the past.
That's the best time to go.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Dawa, as you and Lieutenant Richards leave the Zoroastrian temple, what are you guys up to? Anything special? Or?
I suspect we are headed back to the hotel. I think I already tried to talk to kids and was unsuccessful finding anybody appropriate. And I think, I just think we're headed back to the temple with our treasures in tow, candy and hookah.
Okay. Yep. So, not long after everyone will show up. I don't remember if Lieutenant Everhart and Dr. and Mr. Manasa, did they go to the dig as well?
They
was that
did.
After they went to the... Okay, that was after they met with
Yeah.
The... Okay, that's what I just wanted... wasn't sure on that. Okay.
Even Salazar.
Yep, so the whole team is
back
reconvened
at
the hotel. Yes.
Yes.
So...
share information...
Mm-hmm.
So young Dawa, what
yes,
do you
doctor.
Think about going and finding out more about these people who have been killed? Perhaps not in the morgue, but maybe if we went to the location where they were killed.
Do you know that? Do you know that? I guess we have a map. I think they pointed to things on a map.
They said it was near...
There's a whole string of them. It was stretched out over like a mile, but basically along the river is my memory.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. Definitely, here we are. Half a kilometer. Within half a kilometer, so. Yeah, we could
walk the river?
Walk along the riverbank. I'm sure it is lovely.
I'm sure it will be safe during the day. Didn't these attacks occur at night? Something is...
No one has seen them. Yes, they must be at night.
A month ago. Well, perhaps we'll find out more if we go and ask the people who spend time around that area, some people who work there, some shopkeepers.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to make much progress at the dig site during the day. There's not much... Not much way to get close to it without being noticed.
Perhaps I could get work as a carrying things.
Lieutenant Richards, what do you think?
I missed out on everything but the past 10 seconds.
I think it's a great idea.
I just wanted to give you an opportunity.
And I just jump in.
That's right.
Yeah, just say some, give some opinion. It doesn't matter.
The doctor wouldn't listen to it anyway.
It's as valid as anything else.
I always think that the best way to get information is to talk to local people. Does that make sense?
Precisely right. Precisely. Exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Presumably you guys are having this discussion in your up in your rooms?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it took a little while to, you know, you had to catch everyone had to catch everyone up on kind of what happened and so. You know, at this point, it's been like an hour since you've gotten back to the hotel. And there's a knock at your door.
Who could that
be? I'll go to the door. And,
be careful.
And I will ask at the door, who is it?
It is me. It is Karush. And my brother, Jamshid.
Ah, oh, please. Open the door. Please come in.
And they do. And it is indeed Karush, your contact, and Jamshid, the Zoroastrian priest.
Excellent. I will introduce them to Dr. Skelvig. This is our leader here, Dr. Skelvig, and yes, you already know Lieutenant Richard.
Karush, it's good to
see you again.
Thank you for seeing us. My brother has something he would like to tell you. And he kind of, you know, turns and
let me get you some tea, please. Sit. And I kind of give a glower at these rude hosts that we have here.
They both bow and say, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Karush and what's the other guy's name again?
Jamshid.
Jamshid. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay, that was close. Yeah. Okay. So after I get them settled and beveraged.
I set up the hookah. I told you I had a plan.
We were just talking about that.
Sure were. Let me make sure that gets into the notes here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
My brother has a proposition for you, if you would hear him.
Of course.
Of course, come please. On,
and he kind of, you know, turns and Jamshid kind of bows, and he looks a little sheepish, actually. I am sorry that I could not say more earlier. You must understand, I did not know who you were. I could not be certain it was safe to speak. I must tell you that all of us, not just the elders of my temple, but all Zoroastrians, we want to find a way to stop these terrible murders, this terrible pollution of the land. Many of us are convinced that the archaeologists at the dig, they know more than they are letting on. And Karush kind of jumps in and says, I believe that they are behind the killings themselves. And Jamshi says, no, this I do not think. I do not think they are doing the killing, but they know something. I am aware, however, that the Shah himself has given the foreigners his blessing to do this excavation, so it is not for us to move against them. You, however, being foreigners, possibly you could.
You think we could move against him?
Against the investigation, or at least find out what is going on.
Well, it is our task here to find out information about this dig anyway, so I don't see a reason why we couldn't do both.
That is excellent, and then I must tell you, myself and my superiors, there is a creature associated with the old tomb and with what is buried there, called the Thief of Sight.
Some kind of myth?
It is a legend, a very ancient legend, of a creature that was imprisoned beneath a hillside in order to protect the treasure that is stored there.
And the local people know of this legend?
Many do, yes.
So perhaps these Germans and French are utilizing the knowledge of this legend to scare people away.
I believe it is worse than that. You see,
how so?
The ritual to summon the creature. The creature, you must understand, is invisible. It can only be seen. Yes, yes. It can only be seen by those who are touched with sacred ash from one of the great fires. And you must understand, the ritual for summoning the creature, it is a sacrifice. And you have to sacrifice the eyes of an unwilling victim.
Oh. Oh my.
Yes.
Yes, well, whether this is the case or not, or they're just using this legend to scare the locals away from this area, it doesn't really matter.
It does matter.
Why is that?
Because it makes a difference whether we are going to be accosted by an invisible creature or Germans with spoons.
Well, good, Della. Is it any more specific than that? Eyes taken from an unwilling host?
Well,
there are some movements and some prayers, but this is the key.
Well, but the type of host?
This is irrelevant.
Human, no? Oh.
An unwilling victim.
Very good.
It could be a cat or something.
Yes.
But we know that the murders that have happened with the people with their eyes missing are not of cats, they're of people.
And they are not, perhaps, sacrifices, they are murders. I mean, it seems if it were us, unless the bodies have been sacrificed and then dumped, like they wouldn't do the rites in the middle of the street.
The bodies were, if I'm not mistaken, also mauled. Not just having the eyes plucked out. So perhaps the creature, if it exists, when they summon it, then ravages the victim as well.
Do you have any of this ash?
I am glad. I see that you begin to understand. No, I do not. But I have been instructed by my elders to take you to where it can be found.
Ah.
Is it difficult?
It is a journey. The nearest great fire to here is the Atash Behram in Yazad.
And how far is that?
He looks over at his brother, who says, "It is about 200 miles." Yes. Yes.
So the food I bought isn't going to waste.
They look confused. Brilliant. At the comment.
Samshid, what's the fastest way to get there from here?
Yes, shit.
John. Yes.
You could take a camel across the desert, but that would be slow.
Yes.
Perhaps I believe my brother, and Kurush kind of nods at this, can acquire a car to drive on the road.
Kurush, is there an aircraft? Is there an airport here? Does anyone own a small aircraft that could get us there faster?
No, I am afraid there is not. There's only cars and camels here in Isfahim.
Wait, is this Yashad? Was that the town, Yashad?
Izad.
Izad. Oh, the one southeast of Isfahan.
Yazd, or however you pronounce that.
Yeah, we'll pronounce it however you want us to.
Two months ago, I never would have gone on such a wild goose chase, but I've seen such things that make me believe that it is quite possible that we need to do this. Do the rest of you agree?
Yes.
Certainly. Yes, of course.
You're in charge.
Yes. Well, I know that young Dawa here has seen some of these things. The rest of you, let's hope that you don't have to.
Yes.
I guess we must make travel plans once again.
When the one who keeps us tells us to go and get help, we should go and get help.
There is one.
Tell us more about. Yes. Go ahead.
No, you go. You finish. Finish your question.
Tell us more about this fire.
It is the oldest of our fires. The fire here in Isfahan is very old. But the fire in Yazd is far older and far more.
It's powerful. In a temple.
Yes.
And will they be willing to give us some of this ash?
Yes. Yes. I carry with me letters of greeting from the elders of my temple. They will give us access to the fire.
Is there anything special we need to do with the ash, or can we just put it on ourselves?
You just need to paint your faces with it. A small dab will do.
Well, this is this will be fun. We have the truck. So the truck was what? It was a truck and driver?
Yep.
Okay. Who's still here?
That's an interesting question. What did you do?
We had him for a week, right? Or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, we must know him by now, right?
I rode with him.
Tehran.
you had him for the duration for the duration of the 3 week journey to across the desert to Isfahan.
Exactly, yeah.
So he must be at least friendly with us at this point, unless he's a complete jackass.
Unless he's returned to Tehran.
Oh, has he?
Well, that's...
Mm. Well, that's the question, because you hired him to take you to Isfahan.
Yeah, not to hang around.
A three-week journey, which took you 2 days.
Yeah, no, he's probably gone home to his family. I think it makes perfect sense that he has been like, okay, I did my job, I'm going home now. We paid him, he's done.
You can party luck roll to see if he's still around.
Yeah, because we have he has 50.
No, that sounds good.
I'm at 50.
I'm higher than that. What are you guys at? Max scale.
Fail.
Well, no, what's
your luck?
I'm at 38.
Then it's fine.
There we go.
I can't remember what my luck is, but I rolled a 17, and I'm sure it's less than that.
Your luck is less than 17?
No. Well, no, so that would be a success, though.
So Max should roll because he has the highest, or the lowest luck.
Lowest.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with Max.
10! Booyah!
So yes, apparently the driver is hanging around for a few days. He's got some... you remember him saying he had some family in Isfahan that he was going to visit for a few days.
Well, perhaps he also hasn't found somebody to pay him to drive the other way.
And
very good.
And he has a few weeks worth of rations that he can try and sell off to. So.
Exactly.
Jamshid kind of looks around at your group. You said you were here for the dig yourselves. That is why you are here. What are you looking for? What is your interest in this?
Jamshid knows that. We said
Karush does.
No, Jamshid does, because we said we were looking for the cup, and that if we found the cup, should we bring it back to them?
Let us just say that our enemies have an interest here, and that we must find out what our enemies are interested in.
I must tell you then. There is, in addition to the Thief of Sight, there is another legend about the Sealed City where the cup lies.
Sealed City? What does that mean?
Under the hill where they are digging. As with all legends, who can say how much truth there is to it, but the legend says that the city can only be accessed through the Door of Twin Flames.
And do you know about the Door of Twin Flames?
Yes. I can teach you how to open it.
Oh.
It will take embers from the Great Fire as well.
The Great Fire in...
Not ashes.
Yes, yes. The ash will allow you to see the Thief of Sight, and the embers will allow you to open the Door of Twin Flames and enter into the city where the cup resides.
So we should bring a brazier to bring the embers back.
Is that the answer? Are they literal embers?
Yes, yes, the embers of the fire itself.
Teach us, please, what to do with these embers.
It will take some time. I can do so during our journey.
Oh, well, you'll come with us.
Please, yes.
Yes, I do please not believe... If you were to merely walk into the temple at Izad yourself, I do not believe that they would simply... hand over ash and embers from the Great Fire. I'm afraid I must go with you. My elders have forbidden me from opening the Door of Twin Flames for you, but they have said that I can show you how to do it yourself.
Very good.
Well, it's going to be a long journey. We should get going as soon as we can in the morning, I suppose.
Yes, I will be ready.
fun.
Fun?
Everything is fun to Dalla. Right. Everything new is fun to him.
No, sure. Great. Oh, that's all right. That's fine.
A new temple, a new city, drive across the desert, yes. This is what life is for.
Dalla, I think you and I have different ideas of fun. But it will certainly be interesting. And interesting is important, too.
Yes. Perhaps I chose the wrong word.
All right, well, I suggest...
We're to an interesting journey.
I suggest we get everything prepared and then leave very early in the morning so that we don't have to travel in the heat of the day.
Yes, yes, of course. That's a good idea.
Is there anything else that you need to prepare us for, Jamshid?
No, no. If you wish to leave in the morning, I will meet you back here in the morning.
Yes, let's leave before sunrise.
I will bring a fire pot for carrying the embers.
Ah, very good.
And as long as we keep the embers lit, then the ash in the fire pot should serve as the ash we need as well.
Excellent. Yes.
Can we bring two?
Certainly.
There have been many, many seeming random things that have happened, and I could imagine, I don't know, somebody throwing a bucket of water at one of us.
Well, that wouldn't be so terrible in the grand scheme of things that could possibly happen.
Well, if it puts out the fire, then it would be, yes. Have to go back to that.
Well, maybe we should have a backup plan, then.
That is what I am suggesting, yes. We should have two.
Well, fire. Two first, and I'll bring a flint and stone.
No, and we have...
I'll bring a lighter.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yes, bring a lighter. That will be good.
All right. Well, yes, bring your hookah. Dr. Everhart, anything else that you can think of?
Told you I had a plan.
I see he's... Dr. Everhart is
having a nap after his
He was thinking long taciturnly. But, no, I'll make sure we have enough first aid and medical supplies in case someone gets hurt.
Okay, fair enough.
And I will happily go to
a doctor after all.
Medical supplies with me, being a nurse. I'm on top of that.
Good, you can assist me. Perfect. Yeah. Just like a good nurse.
Thank you. Oh, lovely. Lovely. I am very competent of my own accord, I'll have you know.
Oh, good, then I won't have to tell you how to do it right.
You certainly will not know.
Alright, I believe that come Philippa, we should go to our room and get some rest as we were getting up early.
Yes, right. Okay.
Gentlemen, we'll see you in the morning. Early in
Sleep
the morning.
Well. Sleep well. I'll go to the market and get another fire pot, a second fire pot.
Okay.
Fair enough. Before you go, because it is your duty to do so, we need you awake and alert tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Yes, I assume I will wake you up in the morning, of course.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
You as well, doctor, nurse.
The brothers take their leave.
Doctor.
Lieutenant, please. If you're going to address me by a title.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Otherwise, Phil will and call me Phil, you know.
Hey.
Professor Esteban. We will see you early in the morning.
Very good. Very good.
Now that he's woken up from his nap.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay, so the evening passes. The night passes. Dawn breaks, presumably.
Once we're on the road.
So you arranged with the driver of the truck to take you? Was that the plan?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think the truck plus Jamshid's car, because there's will be seven or eight of us traveling.
Okay, yes. Well,
Are both brothers going, or just Jamshid?
Just Jamshid.
Okay.
Karush tells you that he will stay here and keep an eye on the archaeological dig, just to make sure nothing untowards happens.
I will give him, Karush, sort of a message to relay to Section D in the event of our disappearance, or if we don't report back in a reasonable amount of time.
He promises to do so. Okay, so you set off out through the desert on a 200-mile journey. It takes the better part of the day. It's actually, you know, the roads aren't the best, so you're not able to travel at speed. But at the same time, it's only 200 miles, so it doesn't take you, you know, all that long. So, you know, by evening, you're able to make it to Yazd. As you enter into the city, there's on the hillside outside the city, you can see some towers that look like this. Where is it? There it is. And as you drive past, you can see Jamshid kind of turn in their direction and make a little obeisance, and he sounds like, you know, you can hear him, you know, muttering some words under his breath, just generally kind of looking very respectful in their direction.
Can I hear any of the words that he's saying, and if so, can I understand them?
You may make a Persian roll if you wish.
I have no Persian, so no. No.
Dr. Salazar, can you help us out here?
No, unfortunately.
I was just going to ask
him. I don't speak any Persian.
Jamshid, what can you tell us about these towers?
Ah, my young friend, yes. These are known as the Towers of Silence. They are, what are they? Oh, yeah. Our followers of our faith, for the followers of Zoroaster, from all around, from all of Persia, bring their dead here for sky burial.
Sky burial? What's that?
I think he's talking about cremation.
You see? I don't know.
Don't
I couldn't
think
tell.
So.
Do you burn them?
God.
No. A sky burial is when the body of the dead is prepared and laid out to the elements so that it may be returned to nature in a... He kind of bows towards the ladies present. If you will excuse my bluntness, in the most direct means possible.
So, vultures and such.
Animals, insects, yes.
That's sort of beautiful in a way, isn't it?
Yes. Well, get us to the fire.
Is the silence and the blindness
part of the same sense of your religion.
I'm not certain that I understand your meaning, young Darwa.
There is a beast of blindness that was buried under the temple in the Isfahan. And here you have Towers of Silence.
Well, certainly, what can be more silent than death?
The dead. Yes.
So this is where the Great Fire is, then?
No, this is not the temple. The temple is there. And as you've, you know, kind of driven past the Towers of Silence, you can see, you know, you can start to see Yazd itself. It's a not a huge, but kind of a little bit of a sprawling, almost completely mud brick city. Y'all can make history rolls if you want to.
I'm gonna make up something good there on that 100.
Hard success.
Oh, 96. I'm right there with you, Ed. Almost.
Well, Professor Salazar would know that Yazd has, you know, I mean, as all these things are, it's debatable, but it has a claim on being the oldest city in the world.
I sure do with the group. For sure.
But of course it is our city of Lurian, Tibet, that is the oldest. Every school kid knows that.
Very interesting.
Must have been built over and over and over again on top of itself to be that old.
And the cars kind of enter the city, or they can, you know, kind of roll up to the edge of the city. And sure enough, there is a...
There's a big plaque that says, oldest city.
Yep. Oldest city, because we say so.
That's right. Founded in.
And you roll up. And sure enough, there is a Zoroastrian temple there. It looks rather like the one in Isfahan. On the outside, it does not appear to be that different. You roll to a stop, and Jamshid says, "We are here."
This is the oldest Zoroastrian temple in the world?
What does it look like?
It looks exactly like the one that's pictured in the notes, because that's exactly it.
70 years later. It is the oldest city in the world, not the oldest temple.
But this is one of our oldest. The fire here is certainly
the oldest fire.
The oldest of our fires, yes.
And this fire has been burning continuously
for many hundreds of years, yes.
Who attends it?
The priests of the temple. My brethren.
When we go in, what are the appropriate ways to behave? What must we do?
Ah, you wish to come in with me. You must remove...
Yes, it is possible.
All right, it is possible. Yes, yes. You must remove your socks and shoes. And you must wash your hands and feet, so that they are pure in the presence of the holy flame.
Simple enough. We wash them here in this pool?
No. There is a basin just inside the entrance.
I put my shoe back on as I was about to dip my foot into the pool.
This is just Three Stooges Persia, pretty much.
That's different from all the rest of it, from everything else, but how?
Well, it's Persia.
There you go.
Exactly.
Totally different thing.
That's the whole point of a sequel, right?
So you all hop out. You approach the temple. Just for fun, why don't everyone make a spot hidden roll?
That is a
hard success for me as well.
Let me check.
Fail. That was just a fail. That was not good.
That's a pass. Normal pass.
That'll be a regular pass for the doctor as well.
Okay. So, those of you who passed, you get the idea that somebody is watching you. You just kind of, you have a feeling, and you're looking around, and somebody's watching, is there somebody? Right? Dawa and Dr. Skelvig, you both got a hard success?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The two of you both, you know, you both kind of get that feeling like somebody is watching you, you kind of turn and, you know, kind of across the way, you know, around the corner of a building, there absolutely is. There's a young child standing there staring directly at you. And as you both turn, you catch his eyes, and he just turns and bolts. He just takes off.
Did he look local?
Yes.
Okay.
Dressed like a ragamuffin or a...
Yes.
Perhaps some of us should stay with the vehicle. They may try to steal the food stores.
We should get in and out of here as quickly as we can. I'm certain he's going to tell someone that outsiders are here, whether that may be good or bad.
I can stand behind, Doctor. That's fine. I'm not a big fan of taking my shoes off, honestly, so I'll stay here.
Yeah, I can stay here with the professor.
All right, good enough. Jamshid, please introduce us to the priests.
Would it be all right to introduce a woman? Because I would be very interested in meeting them, but I don't know what they're...
Yes, of course. There's.
Would very much like to go with you.
Yes, of course. Why would it be otherwise? Come. Let us go. And he leads you in and, you know, shows you the place to store your shoes and socks and the basin to wash your hands and feet and... Dawa and Lieutenant Richards, you know, having been in a Zoroastrian fire temple before, the interior of this one looks pretty much like the one you saw. It doesn't really, you know, it's not really any different, significantly. Jamshid excuses himself. He says he will go, you know, introduce himself to the elders and give them the letter from the elders of his temple. So you can do what you were there for.
I'll go start. Find the basin, I guess. Is it visible?
Which basin?
The basin to wash our...
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
said there was
yeah,
a basin.
Yeah. Yep.
We've already done that. Yeah.
Jamshid points that out to you. You can wash your hands, wash your feet, and come in. He's gone about 10 minutes or so.
I sort of nervously look out a few times. It's a big open room, I'll sort of go to the front and look out and come back as he's gone.
Yep. Professor Salazar and Dr. Everhart wave at you.
Okay.
Presumably.
I sort of give them a look, like with a capital L, as they wave. And wave back in an ironic way, if it's possible to do so.
Um, So Jamshid comes back and he tells you that the elders agree that this is a thing that should be done. And he leads you to the sacred fire. And they take some iron tongs and pull out a couple embers and drop them into Jamshid's fire pot. And Jamshid produces a smaller pot into which they brush some ashes from the sacred fire.
I'll pull out a little fire pot.
And they brush some ashes into Young Dawa's little pot as well.
Some embers.
Nope, just some ashes.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to deal with the embers later. Okay.
One ember per customer.
Yep.
Yeah. They're willing to give up some embers. You know, one pot.
Right. Well, obviously they make new embers all the time.
Yeah. But still.
No, you wouldn't want to.
These are sacred
embers. Spread it too far.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't want them. You don't want to spread them
hit points. Yep.
And then Jamshid says, "That's it. We can go."
Very good.
Let's get out of here.
Is that little rapscallion around when we come out?
Professor Salazar and Dr. Everhart. What are the two of you doing as the others are in the temple?
Actually,
keeping an eye out.
Yeah, no one else is coming here. I spot the child, so if I see him coming again, I should know.
Why don't you?
I had a regular spot to hit before, so I don't. Yeah.
What does the inside of the temple look like, by the way? Are there interesting carvings or anything that like jumps out?
There are some mosaics and lots of ceramic tiles, and it's very colorful and beautiful.
Do the mosaics portray any particular scenes that seem interesting to me? If not, you can just say no if you don't want to bother describing an entire mosaic.
They do not, no.
Okay.
And what was the role you needed, Jim?
Spotting the things which are hidden.
I didn't spot the things that are hidden regularly.
I didn't get distracted.
Whoops, that's a wrong thing. Let's do this.
Do not do the wrong things.
Boink, there we go. That would be the sacred fire inside the temple.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, guys. What was your spot hidden rolls?
I had a regular spot hidden.
And failure.
Neither of you see...
A regular spot hidden.
Neither of you see a young child or anyone else watching you. You do, however, see the others come out of the temple.
We'll go meet back up with them.
Any problems?
No.
No, no, not really.
None that could be seen.
Let us make haste to get out of here, then.
I can ride in the back of the truck and keep my eyes open, if you like.
Well, Dom, aren't you going to be practicing?
Practicing?
Driving, remember?
Oh. Yes. If you like, I can drive. You have taught me well.
Let's have the driver get us out of the city, and then when we get out to the open road...
Yes, well, I guess we should be safe about it.
I will ride in the back then, and... see what follows us.
Okay, so you drive out of the city, back into the desert. You can make spot hidden rolls if you're looking for somebody following you.
That is a success normal.
That was a 98, so I guess like some spam flew into my eyes or something, because I see nothing.
Apparently the Everyone same dust flew you. Into my eyes, because I also rolled a 98.
See, that's why you want to be in the back of the truck looking backwards instead of the front of the truck looking forwards.
I pass. Thunder pass.
Yeah, you don't see anybody following you.
Okay.
That's good.
So we have to spend the night somewhere, right? It's late?
Yes. Well, unless you want to drive overnight to get back to...
Right, which we might, I guess. I don't know. It's up to, but it is night, in any case.
That is correct.
Yeah. Does the driver grouse at us if we broach the idea of keeping going?
No, that's fine by him.
I feel we should get back as soon as we can.
I would be happy to help with the driving if people get sleepy.
I'll also take a shift, of course.
Everhart, do you have some kind of stimulant that could keep us awake if need be?
Let's see here. Ether.
No, not
chloroform. Chloroform. No, not looking good, doctor. Mine's more of the sedative bag than the stimulant bag. I grabbed the wrong one.
All right. Well, that's
so. So I would like to see if we can. How does Jamshid tell us to keep the ember? Do we just add charcoals to it, or what's the?
Yes, just add some. You know, add some sticks every once in a while, and you know, blow on it. Keep it burning. Keep it smoldering.
At some point, I'll take a little bit of the fire into the other pot. So we have one in the car and one in the truck.
Okay. So let's see. Dawa and Lieutenant Richards.
Yes.
Why don't one of you roll me a D3, please?
I have a one here handy.
That's a one.
Oh, never mind then.
Okay. Lieutenant Richards.
Yes.
As you volunteered to take a shift to driving, why don't you make a drive roll for me?
Oh my, when is my drive even? Got it. Okay. Let's see what happens.
About to say, sounds like base.
That is a fail. That is a real fail.
Okay. Lieutenant Everhart, what is your dex?
Oh, great. My dex is 11, so 55.
Okay. And Professor Salazar, what is your dex?
Oh, he fell asleep again.
No, it's 55 too.
Okay. And just for the sake of simplicity, we'll say that Mr. Manasseh, you left him back in Isfahan as well. He's not. He didn't actually come with you.
Ah. Somebody will live through the night.
So as you're driving, you know, it's dark. You're kind of going through the desert and some mountain passes, and as you kind of come around a corner, Lieutenant Richards is driving probably a little bit faster than she should have, you know, given the state of the roads and the darkness, and comes across a large boulder in the road. And she jams the wheel over and slams on the brakes. And Lieutenant Richards, would you make a luck roll?
That's a hard success.
Okay.
I'm a very lucky woman.
You are, in the sense that you managed to keep from plowing straight into this rather large boulder. But in doing so, you know, you veer off the road and kind of into the ditch, and the car kind of, you know, comes to a jarring stop.
She lets loose a stream of unladylike curses.
And would everyone make a con roll, please?
Pass.
Severe fail, a 93.
Are we able to spend
I passed.
I got a 96. So.
Oh, buddy!
Yeah. Can I even burn luck on a 90? I just can't burn luck on 100, can I?
Correct.
Because I might bring that down from a 96 to a 94. That's good for the threshold of not dying, right, Jim? Or do I even need to?
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah, if you fail the con roll, you can take a D2 points of damage as you kind of, you know, bounce off something hard in the car as it comes to a jarring stop in the ditch.
And then the truck. I hate to make us get even worse off, but I assume the truck also has to make some kind of hard stop.
No, the truck is fine. What are you talking about? The truck.
Let's see.
He's got a professional driver.
Yes.
Or maybe, I don't know.
The driver of the truck. Oh, no.
Brake lights. Boom.
Uh-oh. And he botches his con. The driver of the truck bounces, you know, he just plows straight into the rock.
Oh, excellent.
Alright. And...
So Idawa passed his con, so I guess he just is well lodged in amongst the sacks of food, and it acts like an airbag for him.
Yeah. So those, you know, so as you're in the car, you can turn around and you see the truck just plow straight into the rock with a crunch.
He's probably sleeping.
And then everything is silent.
I'll crawl to the back of the truck a little woozily and look out.
And you
see anything on the road?
In those of you in the truck, or you know, can see the front of the truck, saw the driver bounce his head off the steering wheel quite hard, and he appears to be unconscious and bleeding.
Doctor,
because of the heat,
moony night, or is it dark?
How about a luck roll? Party luck roll.
That's Max.
Damn it.
I really want to be dark.
The luck burner.
The luck burner, man.
Look, I use that resource, okay? It's gotten me out of some situations.
And gotten us into others.
76 is not going to make it.
It's not a new moon, but it is certainly... close to it. It is very dark out here. The only light really that you can see by are the lights from in the car and the truck, piercing the darkness.
Doctor, go check on the driver.
Gotta be an ambush.
Yes.
Phil pushes past the doctor.
Oh, the injured doctor. Okay, thanks. Good driving.
And checks on the driver, gets some vitals. What's going on with the driver, health-wise?
I hope he has a gun.
Well, as you get out of the car to go back and check on him...
Oh, dear.
A shot rings out of the darkness.
Phil is going to throw herself to the ground. And
pull back into the truck.
Army crawl towards the driver still. She's going to keep moving.
Actually, five shots ring out of the darkness.
Wow.
And you can hear them just ricocheting along the rocks, and the car all around Lieutenant Richards, except for one.
Uh-oh.
Which hits Lieutenant Richards.
Oh.
Although the shooter apparently is not very good at rolling
damage.
God
fucking damn it!
That's what you get.
And Lieutenant Richards.
And she actually says that. That is what you hear Lieutenant Richards say.
As she takes 10 points of damage.
Oh! Oh my God. Now needs a doctor.
She was so angry.
I presume that's a con roll for the good Lieutenant Richards.
Yeah, it is.
This is what nurses get for being uppity.
Oh,
I'm just joking. Okay, just joking.
No. She rolled a hard success on her con roll? A hard success, yes. Okay.
Yeah, you heard the doctor, and you're like, I'm not passing out after that.
She actually does, she grabs a stick from the ground next to her and grips it between her teeth to keep from screaming.
Okay, so we are in dex order now.
Presses against what part of her was hit?
Considering 10-point shot is probably right
abdominal.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, so she applies pressure herself to her own wound.
Dr. Skelvig.
Yes.
It's your go.
Okay, how far is the lieutenant from the truck?
She was just outside, just around, got out of the car, right? Went over, was headed to the truck and just basically turned around the end of the car.
So she's close. She
yeah.
Okay. I'll get out crouching and try to grab her and drag her back to the car's door, I guess.
Okay. Why don't you make a stealth roll to see how well you are crouching?
I don't have any of that.
On what you hope is the correct side of the car.
Yeah, I don't make that.
Okay. Lieutenant Richards, you are first aiding yourself, it sounded like.
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead and make that first aid roll?
I'm going to do that. Oh, yep, that's a hard success.
Okay, you are first aided yourself, no problem. Lieutenant Everhart.
Yes. I will, can I see where these shots are coming from?
Well, I believe you guys wanted it to be very dark. And the only lights are the lights in the car. So, perhaps with a spot hidden roll.
Yeah, I'm going to try and spot the hiddens where these muzzle flares are coming from. And that's a fail.
Yep.
And I don't think I want to push this roll. We're looking really hard as to where the bullets are coming from.
Yep, you can't. You
know. Oh, and I say, Phil, if you're alive, apply pressure!
Professor Salazar.
I'm useless here, so what I'm going... I'm going to try to spot where the guys are shooting at us are located, so let me... make a split hidden roll here.
Yep.
And that is a failure, unfortunately. It is too dark. You know, I'm too scared. That's what I'm doing. I'm lying there on the ground, covering my head.
Young Dawa.
Dawa is going to burrow himself into the sacks of grain in the back of the truck and get his knife ready.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, that's not good. Oh, that's better. Another shot rings out, this time just a single shot. Dr. Skelvig, it comes very, very close to you.
Mm-hmm.
It pings off the car as you're, you know, trying to get around to Lieutenant Richards. And a voice cries out. Which of you speak Persian?
Definitely not me.
Unfortunately, Dawa, Steven.
Probably?
Mr. Manasa, who's right? Not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's just Dawa, right?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So Dawa, you can, he's speaking Persian, but obviously you can understand him. And the voice cries out, "Give us what you took from the temple, and maybe we will let you live."
Philippa's going to choke, whisper out to the best of her ability, "Don't give them anything."
Well, you don't. I'm not near you, so if
she's
if,
still trying to communicate, like whether you can hear her or not, it's fine. No, I'm just saying she's staying.
No. But if you don't understand them, because apparently Dawa is the only one who understands them.
She doesn't say.
Yeah.
Actually, no. She understands the general tone. Like, she gets the timbre. There are only so many ways in which you can say, "Give us what you took." gets the gist, and she says, "Don't give them anything."
I mean, it's reasonable to assume if somebody's ambushed you in, you know, on a dark desert road, you know, they've shot at you, and now they're yelling at you. You know, it's either, you know, surrender or give us, you know, what we want. Right.
Right. Right.
There's kind of a limited.
Right. I mean, it could. It's unlikely. I feel like that it has anything to do with the temple logically because we were so fast. So it could just be random bandits, desert bandits.
Yes, I'm sure that's it.
But we can't. Well, anyway, yeah.
Dr. Skelton.
Or they are trying to sell us something.
So I'm still trying to grab Phil and drag her back to cover, hoping that it's the right side of the car.
Yep, you can do so.
Okay.
Lieutenant Everhart.
Does Skelvik drag her back around the corner of the car?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to attempt to heal her. Oh, yes, 12. On a first aid for me is, I'm going to burn 2 points of luck and make it an extreme. Well, if I make it an extreme, does it give me extra bonuses for healing?
Nope.
Okay, well then I'll leave it as a hard. So,
okay.
That should be 1 point, right?
Yep.
Well, she was already first aided herself.
Well, now she's extra first aided.
Did you roll?
Yes.
Yes, she rolled. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then extra first aided.
I guess
I could make that medicine.
Well, that wouldn't really help in this situation. I do have to apologize, though, Matt. There is not a warm smell of Pilitus. Rising up.
Damn it. I was waiting for that description next.
Professor Salazar.
I don't know what to do, honestly, because he doesn't know how to shoot. He's going to try to get to cover and try to spot again, whoever is shooting at us.
Go for it.
Let me try.
So, just a clarification. Who is in the truck? Dawa and...
I think just Dawa and the truck driver, who's unconscious.
Yep.
Sorry, Randy.
And then, are you guys still in the car? That was something I wasn't sure about. So, the car went off the side of the road. Got out to go...
The only person who's still in the car is Professor Salazar. Everyone else at this point is crouching down next to the car over the wounded body of Lieutenant Richards. Okay. So, you succeeded in your spot hidden, Professor?
Yes, it was a success.
Yeah, you can, you know, as your eyes are kind of starting to adjust to the darkness, and you can make out some shadows moving in the rocks up the slope a little ways.
Okay, I'm going to get to where the others are and point in that direction. Are there? They're moving.
When he points out, the others of the rest of you can see them. Go, Dawa.
Is there any connection between the back and the front of the truck possible?
Yes.
All right. I would like to crawl up to the front of the truck and kill the headlights to start with.
Okay. Not a problem. The voice calls out of the darkness again. Again, still in Persian. Give us what you took from the temple, and we will take your women as slaves, and the men may go. Or else we will kill you all.
Sounds like a deal to me. we don't understand any of that. Just that one.
Yeah.
Doctor, good thing. So now I pull out my pistol, and I guess I'm looking to see if I can see where our enemies might be.
Yeah, when Professor Salazar, you know, points them out, you can see, you can, oh, okay, yeah, that shadow is the person, and that shadow is the rock, and yeah, you can.
Can I tell how many there are?
Yes, there are 5 of them.
Okay, I aim my pistol, I brace my pistol on the door frame and just aim it. I'm not shooting yet.
Okay. Lieutenant Richards?
How incapacitated am I right now?
You can sit up, but, you know, you're not going to be... Thanks to your quick thinking and the ministrations of Lieutenant Everhart, you're in a lot of pain, but you can kind of sit up and look around. And you're not going to be running off.
Like, where am I next to the car right now?
Yeah.
Right. I would like to try to crawl under it and draw my gun.
Okay. You can slide your way under there.
Yeah. Can I see any of these shadowy figures?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take aim and fire then from underneath the gun.
Okay. Go ahead.
94. Nope. I guess I'm in too much pain.
Professor Salazar, a shot rings out from under the car.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, just cover my ears and my head and start praying.
Dawa.
I'm going to start trying to move the driver from the driver's seat, sort of to push him over.
Okay. Yep, you can do that.
Okay.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to do because he is just kind of a dead weight. He's alive, but he's unconscious. But yep. You can kind of futz him around.
Okay.
Shots ring out of the darkness again. You're all undercover, so 3 of the shots kind of, you know, just kind of ping off the dirt in the car. So they both have a penalty dice, and the other 2 shots also, they don't hit anyone, but, you know, 5 shots ring out, kind of ping off the car in the sand. The voice cries out, "Give us what we want or we will kill you all!" Dr. Skelvig.
I'll shout out, we don't understand what you're saying.
Lieutenant Richards.
I'm going to fire again. I have no idea what they're saying, so... And I'm pissed, and... Yeah, I'm just going to fire... Oh, I rolled a 9.
Ooh. For damage, or...?
No, just a hit.
Oh.
Wait, what do I have to roll for damage?
D10?
D10.
Is it D10?
Yeah.
I rolled a 1 for damage, but I rolled a 9 to hit.
Winged him.
I hit somebody's pinky toe real good.
Yeah, you hear one of the bandits cry out, "Ah! Something bit me."
The rock.
Lieutenant Everhart.
Well, I'm going to be pulling out my gun and shooting at these people.
Go right ahead.
All right. 35 is a success for 6 damages.
Roll a D5, please.
Okay. That's a 4.
Okay, thank you. You said 6 damage?
Yes.
Okay. You hear another one of the bandits cry out in pain. Professor Salazar.
So, when I see what Dawa is doing, I'm going to try to help him. So I'm going to try to get...
Yeah, you would have to get out of the car and hop into the truck to do that.
Oh.
And the truck's in the middle of the road and you're off on the...
Which you can do. You right. can certainly do that.
I can move towards the... where the truck is, right?
Yeah. You would definitely have to expose yourself to the bandits to do so, but...
Is it right. the truck or the car that's kind of down in a ditch?
The car.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Yep.
So in that case, I'm gonna sprint towards the truck and kind of, do a final jump, dodging away from the bullets.
Why don't you give me a dex roll? Just a normal dex roll, I think, is sufficient.
Okay. Check. 7. Yes, that's a pass.
Okay. Yeah, you can make it, and you can jump into the truck in this round. Dawa.
Okay.
Professor Salazar jumps in the truck with you.
Dawa curses slightly in a language that the professor does not understand, and keeping his head low, he tries to start the engine or restart the engine, assuming it stalled out.
It did. And you are able to.
Knew there was a reason we needed to teach you.
You all right. hear the truck engine start up as more shots ring out of the darkness.
Okay.
Actually, a loud click and some cursing rings out of the darkness.
Nice. That's our favorite.
As the first bandit rolls an even 100.
Ooh.
Ooh, the second one rolls pretty good. What's the penalty dice say? Nope. Another shot. Cracks off the car. Ooh, that's really good. Penalty dice says... you hear another click and some cursing.
Wow. Jammed by the sand of the desert.
Gotta clean your weapons.
That's right, then I'll take care of.
So that's one. And that'll be a miss as well. Let's see. So, Skelvig, Richards... and Everhart are all out of the car. One of you is about to be hit by one of the bandits who actually got a shot off and didn't jam their gun. You're jammed. And that will be Lieutenant Everhart.
Dang it!
Doctor, heal thyself.
You may have 11 points of damage, sir.
Oh man! I'm at 0.
That's going to make rescue way more difficult.
Lieutenant Everhart falls in the dirt. Dr. Skelvig.
Okay. I'm never going to hit anything with this pistol in the dark. I need to get my rifle, which is probably in the trunk of the car.
You did hear the truck start up, by the way. And you can look, you look over and you can see Dawa in the driver's seat.
Driver's seat.
It ducked down just as low as he could be.
Is there a way? Is there a way to get
you mean stretching
from inside the car?
How about a luck roll?
Hold down. Okay. Should be doable. Find my dice. 51 out of 58. Success.
Apparently there is.
Okay. Yeah, so I basically climb into the back seat of the car and I fold down the rear seat and grab my rifle out of that. And it's probably all I can do this turn.
Yep. Lieutenant Richards. Lieutenant Everhart falls in the dirt behind you with a cry of pain. And then
I'm still under the car, aren't I?
Yep.
I'm blood pressure.
I'm going to try to grab Lieutenant Everhart by the shoulder and pull the lieutenant under the car with me to administer any kind of aid I can undercover.
Under the car. Well, fortunately, these are old cars, right? So there's a fair amount of space under there.
That's what I figured.
However, since you are fairly injured yourself, I'm going to make you make a strength roll in order to do that.
I'm sure you are.
Actually,
yep,
just,
no, that's good.
Just for fun, actually, let's make it an opposed roll. Your strength versus Lieutenant Everhart's size. So,
well, I rolled 24.
Which is what kind of success?
I believe that is, let's see, what's my strength? My strength is a 9.
So 45.
And you rolled a 24?
Yes.
So that's a normal success. So, Lieutenant Everhart.
Normal?
You want a normal success or a failure on your size roll?
Okay. Well, my size is 55. And I rolled a 71. So, good. Oh, I failed.
Yep. You can pull.
You spend luck on it.
Yeah, so yeah, Lieutenant Richards, you can pull Lieutenant Everhart under the car with you. Lieutenant
Don't
Everhart.
Let that woman drag you around. You show her.
Lieutenant Everhart, you're unconscious. Professor Salazar, cowering in the truck with Dawa, who has just started it.
Yeah. So, let's drive these things towards the car.
Boy, I would never have thought of that. Get ready. Get ready to grab them in.
Yeah.
Young Dawa.
I'm gonna.
You're gonna.
I will.
Sorry. Go ahead, Randall.
I'm gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna get on the. You know. I'm gonna hide basically from the window so they cannot see me easily. At least they can blindly shoot at the door. But I'm gonna hide and I'm gonna be ready just to open the door so they can jump in.
Okay. Young Dawa.
I grind the gears a bit, back up, and then start the truck lumbering towards the side of the road where the car, because the car lights are still on. Yeah, start just around the boulder, and I'll honk the horn.
Okay.
What's more fun than that?
You can do that for now. Let's see. Oops, that's not you that had the jam. That's you. You hear one of the bandits cursing as he clears his rifle. Another bandit takes a shot and misses. More cursing as another bandit has to clear his jammed rifle. takes a shot. Ooh. 0-1.
Ooh.
Ooh, penalty die says 31. That'll be a hit. And then the last one. Up, that's a hit. Penalty die says, ooh, 2 hits. So, let's see. Dun, dun, dun. Dr. Skelvig.
Oh.
7, 8, 9, 10, 12 points of damage.
Oh, that
puts me at -2.
Brutal.
So I'm out, right?
Drops.
No!
You see blood drip from the door frame down onto the ground.
And then the second shot hits Dr. Skelvig as well.
No!
Wait, did we die again?
As she's falling for another 14 points of damage. It just takes her. Blows her. The first shot just catches her in the chest, and she just starts to slumps against the car, and the second shot just hits her right in the head and just blows open the back of her head.
Oh,
they did this.
No!
Lieutenant glad Richards. I left that note.
Bill, once again, is going to... She's going actually going to stuff her fist in her mouth to suppress her cry of distress and continue attending to... Wait, who was it that I pulled in next to me?
Lieutenant Everhart.
Me.
Lieutenant
Everhart.
She's going to put all of her energy into attending to Everhart.
Why don't you make a first aid roll on Lieutenant Everhart? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep, regular success.
Lieutenant Everhart, you may have one hit point.
I'm at one. Yes.
Lieutenant Richards manages to, you kind of fade back into consciousness. You're in a lot of pain. Professor Salazar.
Just waiting for that one to drive the truck. Okay. So we can get everyone in.
Yep. So Dawa, you drive the truck up next to the others.
Yeah, I'm sort of moving by them at a slow few miles an hour, honking the horn madly.
Why doesn't everyone make a sand roll for seeing poor Dr. Skelvig's head blown open? I think
great.
I think that's a worthwhile thing.
Bill has it together. She is focused on task.
I haven't seen that, right?
Oh.
We're too busy driving the truck.
No, I think everyone...
Well, that was basically... I got a 90, so that was basically the worst thing I could have been woken up to from a gunshot wound.
Technically, 11. When it happened, you were still unconscious, so you don't have to make this.
Oh, okay.
But you'll see her when you come out from under the car, so you can keep that for now.
I pass.
Okay.
So I barely knew her.
Yeah, nothing for the pat, nothing for the success, D4 for the fail. So Dawa pulls up next to the now two of you. So
Roland.
Lieutenant Everhart, you hear the truck pull up next to the car between the bandits and you.
I'm going to take all my strength and heave myself into the back of the truck.
Ditto, and I'm going to do my best to assist.
Okay. You're both able to do that. And... five more shots ring out of the darkness.
And as they do, I'm going to fling myself to the ground and try to bring my friend down with me. Just slam down into the ground.
You can hear the shots hitting the truck. And they kind of ping off the metal of the truck. Except for one shot, which has kind of a soft thunking sound when it hits. So, Dawa, what are you doing with this truck now that you have your...
I'm driving. I'm moving. I'm going.
Leaving behind the body of poor Dr. Skelvig.
Yeah, because those guys just jumped in the back.
The poor Norwegian physicist.
Her
burial. For sky burial.
Exactly. And we don't know where is Jamshid in all of this. Is he unconscious in the truck too, maybe, or I don't know where he is.
He was kind of cowering in the truck.
Okay, great. I'll be driving. I'm driving. I'm moving.
Why don't you make a drive roll?
Awesome. I roll a 50.
And what's your drive skill?
I have no idea. Because, well, 20 is base, but yeah. I probably just achieved 15 or something from Everhart's training. I mean, I'm assuming I'm basically driving in, like, first gear for the next 100 miles.
And it's probably 3 on 3, so it's not as bad.
So, you know, Dawa's trying to, you know, bounce around the boulder and, you know, get the truck back up on the ravine, and the truck is just bouncing around and kind of careening wildly. Why don't you all make everyone except Dawa make a dex roll as the truck is kind of sliding around and bouncing around. And
I made it.
I failed.
Yeah, but you're in the cab.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Anyone else fail?
He says, hopefully.
No, I made a standard pass.
Okay. So Professor Salazar, you can have just kind of 1 point of damage as you kind of bounce off the window and the dashboard. And Dawa,
drive more carefully.
To get the truck back up onto the road and drive away into the night.
That 1 point of health is critical right now.
So once I don't hear gunshots, I guess, I will probably break down a little bit.
There's a couple more gunshots as you're driving away, but they, you know, just kind of ricochet off the truck and the ground around you.
And then hopefully someone else can drive. I don't know who all is left.
Let me check. No, I have the base.
Well, that's probably better
that's
than...
That's probably better than Dawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take the wheel,
Dawa. Dawa literally learned to drive 2 days ago.
Okay. Yeah. You did great. Now we'll take over the...
And I will tell them, so who's left? We've got Everhart and...
Richards, Everhart, and Salazar, and Dawa.
Richards, Everhart, Salazar, okay. Yeah, so and Jamshid, and Jamshid obviously understood what the guys were yelling to. But I will, yeah, so I tell them they were looking for the embers, but luckily the ones that you left in the car... You left him in the car, yes?
Yeah, I would assume so. Nobody said they were taking them with
you. Luckily, maybe the car will burn down. Luckily, we still have some, but it will be a race, I believe, if they have them also.
So you'll drive through the night and eventually make it back to Isfahan shortly after dawn. And I think that's probably a good place to leave it.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Oinks.
Oh.
Firepot.
Matt.
The last so final sad. Remaining PC is now gone.
Can we make a luck roll for whether the car blows up in our rearview mirror?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Sorry.
So sad.
Because I think our luck has gone up now. Oh, no, we still have Everhart. Never mind.
Everhart is the one that's dragging
thought
us
you
down.
Were rid of me.
Yeah.
Thought you were rid of me. Oh, so close.
You and your low luck.
But high spirit.
So we arrive as the sun is coming up.
All right. Harrowing episode.
Woo! Yeah, that was rough. That was rough, you guys.
Oh, so awesome.
So
So, Jim, should I create a new character? Do you have more pre-gens to pick
there,
from?
There are more pre-gens, if you would like one. Or you can create your own. I will send you the list of pre-gens that are left.
Okay.
And so you can either then pick from those, or you know, just roll up yep. someone new if you want to do that.
The rapidly dwindling list of NPCs.
Yeah. Right. When we run out of pre-gens, we've lost.
Yeah.
Campaign is over.
Exactly. Wow. All right. That was super tense.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those pre-gens. Some of them don't know how to use a gun.
Well, without metagaming too much, we basically don't have any combat types in the group right now.
That's not really. Fine.
Section D, you should send some soldiers.
Well, which is funny because you technically do have two soldiers with you.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're both lieutenants for a reason, right? They've been through basic training.
So what about the folks that were missing tonight? It was just
Steve.
Steve. Vanasa. Right, that's it. Yeah, and he's obviously not. He's not military. Fighting. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I will take a look at the list and see what I see.
Cool.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Super fun. Thanks.
Thank you, James.
I'll talk to you all later.
Later. See you on Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone.
Night. You too.